A Special Gift by Gretchen Picklesimer Kinney. This must be the Holy Ghost, Merrima thought. This story took place in France.
Merrima? Fatima? The missionaries are here,
Mom called. Merrima closed her book of scripture stories and ran to the living room. The missionaries had been teaching her family about Jesus Christ. Merrima and her family were going to be baptized soon. She couldn't wait. Merrima sat down with her family.
Today we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost,
Elder Moiyai said.
He helps us feel peace and comfort from Heavenly Father. He also encourages us to do good things,
Elder Campbell added.
And he helps us know what is true. You have probably felt the Holy Ghost before.
Merrima thought about when she learned about the Book of Mormon. She had felt peaceful and happy. That's how she knew it was true. Was that the Holy Ghost?
After you're baptized, you will be given the gift of the Holy Ghost,
Elder Moiyai said.
That means he can always be with you, to help you and guide you. This week, pay close attention to your thoughts and feelings,
Elder Campbell said.
Look for times when the Holy Ghost is speaking to you.
That night, during family prayer, Merrima noticed how she felt inside. She felt calm and peaceful. It was almost like someone was giving her a big hug.
This must be the Holy Ghost, she thought.
At church on Sunday, Merrima listened to a song about Jesus Christ. She felt happy. It made her want to help other people.
This must be the Holy Ghost too,
she thought. Before bed, Merrima read her book of scripture stories. Her sister Fatima asked for a turn. Merrima said no. Merrima kept reading, but she felt bad for not sharing.
I'm sorry,
she told Fatima.
Want to read together?
Fatima sat by her. They took turns reading. Merrima felt warm and happy.
This must be the Holy Ghost,
she thought. Finally, the day of their baptism came. Merrima and her family went to the church building and changed into white clothes. Merrima was baptized first. The water was cold, but she was glad to make a covenant with Heavenly Father. Mom wrapped a towel around her. Then she watched Mom, Papa, and Fatima get baptized. Merrima changed back into her dry clothes. Now it was time for her to be confirmed. The missionaries placed their hands on Merrima's head. We confirm you a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Elder Campbell said, and say unto you, receive the Holy Ghost. Merrima felt warm all over as she listened to the rest of the blessing. After Merrima was confirmed, Mom gave her a hug.
How do you feel?
Really good, said Merrima.
After they put their hands on my head, I felt something, and it felt like peace.
She smiled.
It felt like someone was telling me to live a good life, to help people, and to keep the commandments.
Do you know what you were feeling?
Mom asked.
Yes, I do,
Merrima said, her eyes shining.
That was the Holy Ghost.
Sidebar. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is also sometimes called the Spirit. He brings us messages from Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. He comforts us and teaches us how to make good choices. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 79, verse 2. Turn to page 21 to learn some of the ways we can hear His voice.